Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. We have a special moment today. You know, it's easy to live the Christian life, some might say. And some feel that they are living the life of the believer in Jesus Christ quite well. And yet, it's not until we experience some kind of tension, some kind of pushback, some kind of challenge that really gets us to not only think, but to feel and to realize where we actually are in our relationship with the Lord. And you know, sometimes God would send people into our lives to remind us of perhaps some blind spots that we may have had, and perhaps some things that we have had misconstrued in terms of our understanding and the way that we see things. Our guest today, I believe, has been sent by God to strengthen us, encourage us, inspire us, and to really draw us to the person who we all ought to be focusing on in the midst of whatever challenge we face in our lives today, the person of Jesus Christ. You know, we pause at the beginning of our show, always even just for a moment, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord, for you to experience what it actually means to have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ, who loved you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross. He was buried, and he was raised again on the third day. And it's the living Jesus who today calls you to himself, in spite of what you might be facing at this very moment. And today, he sends Gerhard Dutoit. Gerhard has worked with faith missions in Canada and the United States in interdenominational and international ministries. Originally from South Africa, he was brought up in the Dutch Reformed Church and trained as an evangelist there. He's had extensive evangelistic experience in South Africa, with his ministry has continued to be greatly sought after and greatly appreciated. He's also been engaged in conventions and evangelistic work in the British Isles. He's a coveted speaker in church-based conferences and crusades. His intense preaching style, as you will hear, inspires and moves the hearts of those who hear him preach. A powerful speaker with an authoritative biblical message, Gerhard has been the means of bringing blessings to many people. He has a deep burden to see a revival of praying men. Like Jeremiah, his heart burns for an elevated standard of godliness in our day. He's touched the lives of people around the globe, trained thousands of pastors in prayer and spiritual revival. He's married to Janice. They have one daughter, Monica, and he comes to us today from New Zealand and even Romania. But he's in studio with us, and it's a blessing. Gerhard, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
I mentioned that you grew up in South Africa. Tell us more of where it was and what it was like.
Well, I was born and brought up in South Africa and spent the first 25 years of my life in that country. And I became a Christian at the end of my first year while I was studying theology, because in those days, in that country, If you were brought up in the Dutch Reformed Church, you know, God's word was very important, and we would go to church, and it's just the way that we were brought up. So I went to found myself going to study theology, and at the end of my first year, a fellow student who's with me in the same room turned to me on a Sunday night, and he said to me, Gerhard, if you die tonight, where will you spend eternity? And you know, because I was brought up with all of this, I said to him, you know, I must be a Christian. And then he turned to me and he said to me, but do you have the witness of the Holy Spirit that you are born again, that you really knew Christ? And I didn't really know what he was speaking about. And so I said to him, I'm going to go alone with God tonight and pray about this. And it was about 3 o'clock the next morning, while I was alone with God, that God revealed to me the fact that I love theology, loved his word, studied it, but I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I asked him to come into my life, went back to my room. We got up that morning as students, and I turned to that student who challenged me and said to him, I've trusted Christ to save me. And he said to me, well, you need the witness of the Holy Spirit. And that morning when we stood in our lecture room, one of our professors gave us a hymn to sing. And as we were singing that hymn, the Spirit of God just witnessed with my heart and spirit that I was a Christian. I took the fellow's arm who stood next to me, and I said to him, whispered to him and said, I'm saved by the grace of God, and I know it. And so that's how I came to Christ while I was studying theology. People say, how does it work that God called you? I said, well, I think he called me to save me so that he can call me. But that's what happened.
Yes. Now, South Africa, what was it like growing up in South Africa?
Well, that's many years ago. It was still the whole system of apartheid that was in the country. I never, because we were brought up that way, but I never... I think by the grace of God, allow this to really affect me. And I tell you why, because when I became a Christian, I went back to my mother and my father. They were in a cattle ranch close to the border of Mozambique, about 19,000 in the African bushveld. And my mother and father were not Christians. They were God-fearing people, but they didn't know Christ personally. And I was at home for my December vacation, just being saved for a number of weeks. And I came back from the town one day, and when I walked into our farmhouse, my mother just said to me, at a little cottage about 50 yards from our farmhouse, and mother just said to me, there is an African pastor that wants to see you. See, I was brought up with the African folks. We were horseback together, we hunt together, and some of them were my best friends. And my mother said to me, there's this African pastor that wants to see you. And I said to her, where is he? And she said, he's in your cottage. And so I walk into the cottage, and this pastor sat there. His name was Petros Malipa. And I shook hands with him, and I said to him, we're going to discuss theology. And he just turned to me, and he said, no. And I said, what are we going to do? And this is what he virtually said to me. He said to me, we're going to be involved in neology, which to him was prayer. And Danny, what happened, and I just shared with this with a group of pastors, what happened is that before I could say a word, this African pastor fell on his knees in the floor of my little cottage. And he climbed underneath the burden of God in prayer. You know, the Hebrew word for the word burden is the word masah. And if you study this word, it brings brokenness. The burden brings brokenness, and brokenness brings cleansing, because there's no power without purity. And so the burden of God brings brokenness. Brokenness brings cleansing through the efficacy of the blood. And when God purifies us, the Holy Spirit, who's in our hearts as a person which we received at salvation, he becomes president instead of just being resident and not being in control. And then God gives you a spirit of prayer that leads you to the will of God in prayer, that's surrounded to the promises of God. And I didn't know this, but this man began to pray. And as he began to pray, this man was a man whose life was, for a lack of the better word, intoxicated and immersed and saturated with the presence of God. And people often say to me, how do you define the presence of God? And I would say to them, I'm not sure if I can ever really define it. The presence of God can define me, but I'm not sure if I can define it. But I say to them, this is how I understand the presence of God. I always know when it's not there. And so as he was praying, and he prayed for an hour and a half, and he climbed underneath this burden of God in prayer, and systematically dissect the burden of God in prayer, and for an hour and a half, and to be honest with you, it felt like 5 minutes, this man, because they believe that God was the initiator of prayer, and it's not the time that we spend with him, it's the time that he spends with us, but he spent an hour and a half in prayer. I was sitting when he began to pray. I fell on my knees. There was a time when I was virtually on my face before God because the Lord was everywhere. And at the end, I was sitting with my back against the wall. There's tears streaming down my cheeks. And when he ended his prayer, he just turned to me and he said to me, there's a little mountain on your farm where there are six of us who spend days and nights of prayer and fasting. Fasting to them was praying without words. And I said to them, what do you mean? And he said, sometimes we go 40 days and sometimes we go 21 days. I don't know why they had these terms. Sometimes we go 14 days and sometimes 7 days. And I said, what do you do? And he said, we wait upon God. And I didn't understand that what he meant. You know, they were students of scriptures. These men were walking Bibles, you know. Mm. That's why they so deeply challenged my life. And they would say to me, if we wait for 40 days in the presence of God, they would say, you know, there's 8 principles that came out of the teachings of Christ. You know, Jesus spoke 47 times in the New Testament, 24 times he was preaching and 23 times he was teaching. Preaching challenges the will, and teaching informs the mind. And they would say, out of the teachings of Christ, there were 8 principles that came to the surface. And those 8 principles were based upon the canon of Scripture in the Old Testament, which was the books that Jesus loved the most. And those 8 principles are based upon 8 Hebrew words in the Old Testament that speaks about prayer, but they are saturated with activity of waiting upon God. You know, agonizing in prayer. It's a Greek word, agonatsumai, and prevailing in prayer and tenacity in prayer. And they say, he said, that's what happened. So after that, he walked out, and I didn't know if I would see him again. And I so thank God for this Friday night. It was a dark pitch night in Africa. I was sitting in my little cottage, and as I sat there, 9 o'clock, there was a knock at the window, and I went and I opened the curtain. And you know, I don't mean this wrong because I love Africa, but when I opened the curtain, because someone's knocking at the window, when I opened the curtain, I couldn't see his face because he was as black as Africa. You know, my African friends, they're just beautiful. And you say, how did you know it was him? I saw the white teeth.
Yes.
And he just said to me in the African dialect, Umfundisi Amuruti Amudimu Ukai. And all he said is, we are going to the mountain to pray. And I was the first person that was ever allowed to go with him. So I was walking towards this mountain, thought, how are we going to spend a night in prayer? I mean, how do you process these long hours, you know, under the burden, lingering in the presence of God and praying things through? And as we walked towards this mountain, I grabbed his arm in the darkness of the night because I was overwhelmed, you know, with this question, how do you do this? Didn't know that it's not how you do it, it's how he's doing you. And grabbed his arm and he turned in the darkness of the night and looked at me. And I'm so glad I couldn't see his eyes because it would have pierced into my heart. And he said to me, what is it? And I said to him, Petros Malipa, how do you spend a night in the presence of God? How do you do this? And I'll never forget this, Danny. In the darkness of the night, he just looked at me and he said, you know, you've got a very, very, very big problem. And I said, what is it? And he just looked at me and he said to me, you are in a hurry and God is not.
Mm. And as you're saying that, Gerhard, we're in a hurry to take a commercial break.
You take one.
But we're not in a hurry to get into the unfolding of this story.
Okay.
Because that's the very tension that we have.
Amen.
We're so busy and in a hurry, and God is not. And so he sends you today to remind all of us, and that dear person right now who's hearing your voice, as though the Lord were whispering a reminder to him or her at this very moment. Oh, my son, my daughter, why so rushed?
Mm-hmm.
Why so distracted
mm-hmm.
in life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you distracted? Are you rushed? I mean, I sit here with Gerhard and I'm with you. And I need to learn about prayer. There's a depth of understanding that we can gain today. We can learn, we can embrace today. Something that the Lord wants to show us that'll revolutionize our life. The life of prayer. How deep are we really? Did you know, when we come back from our break, did you know that you may be a little bit closer than you realize? Maybe a step. Maybe one change for today. But it starts with teaching. It starts with a reminder. And there's a potential unleashing of things, but it starts within us. Within me, within you. When we come back from our break, Gerhard Dutoit from South Africa, from Canada, from New Zealand and Romania, and from Kalihi Union Church. He's right here with us today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's a great thing to have. What I'm talking about is a friend. Friendship is one of the greatest blessings that you and I will ever have in our lives. And oh God, what a blessing it is to remember that, to reflect on it, and then to hold our friends, as the old African proverb says, hold your friends with both hands. And my dear friend, and he's somebody that I admire, respect, and our families go back a long ways. His name is Pastor Jonathan Steeper. He's the senior pastor of Kalihi Union Church, one of the historic churches here in the islands. And Pastor Jonathan introduced me to one of his dear friends, someone who has been a mentor to him, and they go back a long ways as well, very deeply in their spiritual partnership and working in ministry together and serving the body of Christ at large, reaching out to more and more people. And today he's introduced me to Gerhard Dutoit, who I bring before you as our featured guest. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. To find out more about our program, to find out how you can get this free podcast, you might be tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And you can also, for a donation of any amount, thegoodlifehawaii.org, right there at the homepage, I'm offering right now a slice of the good life for you. For a donation of any amount, it's a collection of 25 vignettes, stories that inspire you on life's journey in 90 seconds. This is volume one, and I want you to have it. So please go there, and your partnership will enable us to take this program to different parts across the United States and even around the world. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. Gerhard, you talked about prayer, and very few people speak about prayer with the kind of passion and clarity and biblical background in the way that you have. Very few people do it. I have a question about, you know, the way that your friend took you, your South African friend was going to take you, and you're going to pray for an extended period of time. What did he say, and how do you do that? How did you do that?
Well, I think a number of things happened. The first thing that these men did, and this is why they so deeply influenced me, and they were just a godsend into my life. You know, they carried with them an atmosphere that made me hungry and thirsty to deeper intimacy with God. And they would say to me, you know, when I began to pray with them, because, you know, in North America, we caught up with the barrenness of the busy life.
Yes.
But they would say to me, if you ever think of going into the ministry, you must never contemplate the idea that you can walk with God on the basis of all the things that you are going to do for God. And so I would say to them, you know, explain this to me. And they would say to me, ministry must flow out of the relationship and an intimacy with God. And your ability to discern between right and wrong and your ability or your effectiveness for God will always be determined by your own relationship with God. So I really took time to try and process this. But the big thing, Danny, that they introduced to me as it relates to prayer, there was a number of concepts. The first one was, prayer is a relationship. And they really, because they were students of some of the old Puritans who came after the Reformers. You mean like Robert Murray McChain, who used to say, so much of my time of prayer is really preparing myself how to pray. And what then happens with these men in these times of waiting, they would really mentor me, and the perception that this is not just a relationship, but God is the initiator of prayer. That the heart of prayer is not necessarily the answers to prayer, but it's the fact that you can't separate the answer of prayer from that which God is doing in your own life to give you a glimpse of how He is answering prayer. And so they would come with an understanding that when God created Adam and Eve, and he created them as a trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit, and he gave unto them a spirit to make them conscious of himself. And Jesus said to the woman at the well, God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then when God created Adam and Eve, because they were his creation, they had to get to know him. They were his creation, but they had to get to know him. So God initiated prayer to the degree, and the Hebrew text is beautiful, that God came to them in the Garden of Eden. And the old translation said, God came in the cool of the evening. Now that's the Hebrew word ruach, which is the word for spirit, which we find 87 in the Old Testament. In fact, the word ruach, which comes from ruach, is the word that is in the life of Moses when he came down from the mountain and they had to put a veil in front of his face because of the glory of God, because of the presence of God, because he was in the presence of God. And that's the word ruach that comes from the word ruach. So when I discovered that it's not the time that I spent with God, but it's the time that God wants to spend with me, it changed the whole dynamics of my times with God. So now I come into the presence of God. You know, I'm an early morning person. And I need to identify with the listeners because, listen, you never get to the place where you really know how to pray. I'm frightened of people that come and sit, you do this and you do this and you do this. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. And there are times in my life that I come into my times alone with God and I say to God, Father, I feel like an old dry stick this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm emotionally drained. I'm mentally drained. I'm physically tired. But I say to God, Father, I've got nowhere to go. And if you don't come, nothing is going to happen. And Danny, those mornings became some of the greatest mornings with God. And so what has happened in my life, my times with God consist of becoming quiet. I love to listen sometimes to some great old hymns or contemporary worship songs. And just something, you know, what we refer to as the practicing of the presence of God. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The psalmist said, wait upon the Lord. And again, I say wait. And when you study the 19 active references to the prayer life of Christ and begin to perceive why Christ was a prayer, because that's the meaning of one of the Hebrew words for prayer in the Old Testament. The prophets looked upon him, they called him a prayer. And why Jesus was able to say, Father, I thank you that you always listen to me. And while he made the greatest statement on prayer in John chapter 17, when he prayed and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify the Son so that the Son also may glorify you. And then he made this incredible statement about intimacy with God. And he said, Father, glorify me with the glory which I had while I was with you. And the revelation of the manifestation of intimacy with God, when he said, the Son can do nothing unless he see the Father doing it. My Father worked up to this moment, and so do I. And so, to me, the passion is not to see all the answers, but, oh, Danny, is to get to know God. Because when we get to know God, we discover his will and his plan. And Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you shall ask whatever you will. And, you know, students say to me often, oh, I can ask whatever I will because I teach in Bible colleges. And I say to them, no, if you abide in Christ, it means you're abandoned to Christ. And Christ has come and put the sentence of death upon the self-life and his word abides in you. If you do that, you will never ask anything outside of his will. Because you see, you can't pray in the will of God if you're not in the will of God yourself. So.
Now, I want, as you explain this, when we come back from our break, let's talk about how the life of prayer can connect with a life of somebody right now. You're an evangelist. And a life of somebody who's either far from God, not even walking with God, or is doing the best they can to live what they feel is and have been taught to be the Christian life. But they're going through difficult times. They're struggling. I mean, we've had the hurricane, the superstorm on the East Coast. We had a trickling of something here in Hawaii recently. And then, even though the election is over, the problems have not gone away.
True.
There are still people in turmoil. When we come back from our break, Gerhard Dutoit will share about prayer and how that relates to life today. It could be a life of your own superstorm with your children right now. Maybe you have a teenager or a number of teenagers, and you just feel so down because of something that just went on. Maybe you and your spouse, or maybe someone that you love very much is going through a difficult, maybe a health situation, a health crisis. Oh, we can go on and on. But you know, as we do, I think you relate with times when you're challenged. We all get challenged. But the Lord sends Gerhard Dutoit to say, look, a life of prayer, a life of intimacy with God can make all the difference in your life right now. And he's not only reminding us of it, he's giving us tools to experience it. So stay with us. We'll be back with more. And this is good stuff. You don't want to miss it now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, prayer is a gift. It is a gift. It's a gift. It's an opportunity. Gerhard Dutoit says, it's not so much me spending time with God. It's the fact that God is spending time with me. Of course, Gerhard, you know, he prays. You might have heard of people who can pray extended periods of time. And as you're hearing that, you might be whittling away within yourself saying, gosh, I have a hard time praying for 5 minutes. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Gerhard Dutoit. a man of prayer, a man devoted to prayer, who lives a life in the presence of the Lord. He himself practices the presence of the Lord. To get this free podcast, I want you to go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And as I typically do, I want to remind you, don't only keep it for yourself. There are many diamonds, there are many jewels here of great value. And don't keep it for yourself. Spread it out. Share it with others as a Facebook link. Send it as a tweet. Send it by email. Get the word out. Let people experience the vast blessings of our featured guest today, Gerhard Dutoit. You can find that out at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Okay, Gerhard, so I said it a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it happens. You know, some people, they have a difficult time praying because of the busy lives that we live. But how do we bridge the gap between the depth of the life of prayer that you're describing and someone who's going through challenging times in their own life? How does a life of prayer relate with that person today?
Thank you. Excellent question. Danny, I mentioned a few minutes ago that what really happens when we speak about intimacy with God is that we are dealing with a relationship. Now, it's quite possible that many of our listeners who are listening this afternoon, you know, they've prayed at some point in their lives and they ask God to help them. But it's quite possible that they do not have a personal relationship with Christ. And I think that's where we need to start. And so what needs to happen is that they all need to find someone who can sit down with them and systematically explain to them how they can become a Christian, which will explain to them our condition before God, you know, that we are born as sinners into this world, that which happened, how Christ came, and God has made him to become sin for us. And then what they need to do is to turn to Christ because of what he's done for us and accepted him as their personal Savior and confess our sins before him, ask him to cleanse us in the precious blood and accept him as our personal Savior and receive the assurance of salvation. Now, the moment when that happens, that person will receive the Holy Spirit. And you see, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, we do not know how to pray or what to pray, but the Holy Spirit comes and he helps us in our weaknesses, our inability to pray. And in order for us to learn the language of prayer, one of the things that that young believer will do is that he will develop an unbelievable hunger in his heart to read about the life of Jesus that we see in the Gospels and to allow God's Word to become part of his life. And that's how you develop this relationship in prayer. And then what's going to happen to that person is that they cannot keep it for themselves. They would want to share it with the lives of people. That's one of the greatest blessings of my life is to share my testimony. I sit on planes 90 days of the year in 7, 8, 9, 10 countries a year. And my testimony is that which I was, that which Christ came to do in my life, and that which I'm looking forward to. And that's the greatest thing that we have. Now, the second thing is that there can be some of our listeners, and they are Christians. And, you know, my heart goes out to people because this is what I do for a living. But I see people who need to work 12, 14, 16 hours a day just to keep head above water. And I can identify with them, but this is the difference. And I'm not saying this because of what I'm doing. I want to say to them, if your life is totally surrendered to Christ, and if your life is at God's disposal, you can live a Christian life. It doesn't happen overnight, but you can live a Christian life in cultivating, developing intimacy with God, where you live a Christian life, Danny, that demands a supernatural explanation, where what happens to you is that your circumstances do not have a consistent effect upon your Christian life, but where your Christian life and your intimacy with God and your relationship with God as it develops have a long-term effect upon your circumstances. You see, I never say to people they need to spend hours in prayer because the Bible doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. And what I say to people is, listen, if you can go through an hour and spend time with God. You're going to develop intimacy with God. I mean, it's great to spend extended times in the presence of God. But the majority of people in the countries where I go to, they cannot do it. But what has happened is that they've developed. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 7, if any man is thirsty, let him come unto me. And he introduced him to the source. He said, it's me. And he said to them, when I'm in your life and you have experienced the abundance of life, he said, out of your innermost being, there's going to be rivers of water flowing. And Oswald Chambers said, it's not my responsibility to see where the waters are flowing. It's my responsibility to experience this intimacy with God. And I think the problem with the church today, you know, I love a church, but the problem with the church today, we've lost the love of God. We've lost this concept that Christ wants to be supreme. We've lost the understanding of the fullness of the life of Christ, you know. And I think that's why Paul said in Romans chapter 12, he said, I challenge you by the mercies of God. That means God has prepared it all for us. He said, I challenge you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit, as a living sacrifice to God. And Paul said, this is just your reasonable service. And then he said, now listen, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. You see, we all become conformed to the world, or we become transformed to the life of Christ. And he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Danny, 75% of your growth as a Christian is determined by what you read. So if people don't expose themselves to truth and listen to things, and we're born with a character, with a personality, but God is building up Christian character. Mm-hmm. And we can't take people further spiritually than we are ourselves. We can only impart to people what we possess. So Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and tremble. And Oswald Chambers said, it really means out. We need to work out that which God has worked in. It's right there. We're sitting on a gold mine. But the Holy Spirit is resident and not precedent. And he doesn't have freedom.
Resident and not president. I love the way, not only how it sounds, but what it means. It's a challenge.
True.
It's a challenge for us today.
It costs absolutely everything.
So someone says, salvation is free. Discipleship costs everything. Mm-hmm. And you're sharing that today. A feeble-hearted person is being challenged. And you know, sometimes we think, oh, it's too strong for someone. I don't know if they can handle it. Well, sometimes the best thing we can do is to tell the truth, isn't it? And not to discourage someone or send someone off in the wrong path or to demoralize anybody or even to humiliate anybody. True. And I myself am challenged. So if you're feeling feeble-hearted or feeble-minded, well, I'm standing right there with you. But the challenge is a challenge, and it's not even just Gerhard challenging us. It's the Lord gently and yet ever so strongly challenging us to really take an account of where we really stand in our relationship with Him. Is it so superficial? Or is there substance to it? And the Lord reveals these things to us so that we can get closer to Him, not to feel distance or not to disengage, but to be all the more engaged. Well, Gerhard is a man of prayer, and I just know that we all have needs that I think it could make a difference if someone prayed for us, someone prayed for you. Would you like that? Well, Gerhard has a heart for prayer, and as such, he has God's heart for people just like you who need someone to stand with you. And, you know, sometimes life can be lonely, don't you think? Don't you feel? And if you're feeling lonely today, if you're feeling a bit of depression, the pall of depression coming on over you, you don't have to live that way. You don't have to encounter life with just one wave of loneliness after another. God wants to do a work in your life. And like Gerhard said, if you haven't experienced what it means to have a relationship with Christ, that's something you need to do as well. In fact, I'll ask Gerhard to address that also when we come back from our break. We're talking about some deep stuff here. Biblical, prayer, a life with Christ, relationship with the Lord. And I guess God, he does it because he loves you and he knows you. And there's more to come from Gerhard Dutoit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Do you ever feel like you're getting exposed to something and but, you know, you just don't have enough time? I mean, it's like you're just scratching the surface. And that's kind of like what we're doing today when we talk about prayer with Gerhard Dutoit. It's like we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more he could share. I mean, it would be a long and but very meaningful series. And it will change your life, too. Hey, by the way, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm blessed that you are with us today. And I think you're going to be blessed because of what you're being exposed to. Some things we need to be reminded, some things we just don't know because it's never been taught to us and certainly never been taught to us at the level of depth and biblical understanding and application like we're being exposed to today. Gerhard, the depth of prayer. Okay, you talked about scratching the surface. What is it that you feel people need to know about God, God's love, and, you know, kind of like how we talk about the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm. Danny, it's such a privilege to spend this time with you today, and I've been sitting here weeping in my heart because there are maybe hundreds or maybe thousands of people that are listening to us at this moment, and it could be many of those people who've been listening who are in a really deep crisis in their lives because they do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we want to introduce Christ to them. So I'm going to pray a prayer with them in a moment. But then there are also probably many, many Christians that are listening to us at this point, and they are at this moment facing a mountain of circumstances or difficulties and crises in their lives that they just don't seem there's any way out. And my heart goes out to these people because, you know, Christ came to love people. And if we love God, I often say to people, he that often speaks to God about people will often speak to people about God. And that's what I want to do. If you would allow me, I want to pray with these people. So
please,
can I do that?
Please, please.
Our Father, it's just a tremendous broken experience in the inadequacy of my own heart for us to be together in this little time on the radio today. And we have not just had an interview here about intimacy with God, but we have had many people that are listening these very moments to us, and some of them may be sitting with tears in their eyes and wondering how they can find peace. And we want to pray with these people. And I want to say to those people who are listening at the moment who do not know Christ, this is what I would like you to say at this moment. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I am precious to you. And I thank you that I am so important to you that if I was the only person on this whole planet, that you still would have sent your Son to die for me on the cross. And I want to acknowledge before you this afternoon that I do not know you, that there is sin in my life, that I'm lost, but I want to be found. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for your blood that you have shed for me on the cross. And I want to ask you that you will forgive me my sin, and I want to accept you as my personal Savior. I want you to come into my heart. And I want you to give me the assurance that I'm your child. Then for those of you who are listening, and you are a Christian, and there are areas in your lives where the Holy Spirit is resident, but he's not president, and there are habits and strongholds and mind settings in your Christian life, and you say, Gerhard, I'm in a total mess, but I want to come to Christ. This is what I want you to pray. I want you to say, Father God, I thank you that my life is important to you. I thank you for what Jesus did for me. I come to confess that which is wrong in my relationship with you. I come to ask you to cleanse me in your precious blood. And as a Christian, I surrender my life totally to you. My life and its relationships, my body and its instincts, my mind and its thoughts, my heart and its affections, I give myself to you. And I ask you that you would cleanse my heart in the precious blood. And I ask that you would come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I want to become intoxicated with the passion of the life of Christ. Dear Father, as Danny and myself and Jonathan commit these people to you, I just want to thank you this afternoon that when we speak about prayer, that none of us can ever say we know how to pray. But when we speak about prayer, that we are saying that prayer is not everything, but everything should come through prayer. And I pray that these people that has listened today to us, oh God, can't you come and pour out your Spirit upon us in revival? Mm-hmm. And that in revival that we would see in 20 minutes of an outpouring of your Spirit, more happen on this island than that which we have tried to do for you in the last 20 years. Take our lives, we pray. We only have one life to live. It will cost us more to miss the will of God for our lives than it will cost us to find it. And we only have one life to live. And only that which is done for Christ is going to last. Break our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Gerhard, we have been greatly blessed by having you here. You shared with pastors there at Kalihi Union Church, along with Pastor Jonathan. And so the investment of your time and the collective measure of all your experiences and study and teaching, to be able to invest it here in the lives of pastors and leaders means a lot, not only in Hawaii, but to all those that are going to be reached beyond the shores of our great island state. And so my heart is outstretched. My heart is wide and warm for you. Because as we say in Hawaii, you have come all the way from South Africa, Canada, New Zealand, and Romania. But you've come with a heart of aloha, a heart of love and the love of Christ. So thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, as your ministry continues, if someone wants to get in touch with you or they want to find out more about your ministry, how can they do that?
Well, the best way for them to be in touch with us is via email. I'm part of an organization called Life Action Ministries, and we have a website which is www.lifeaction.org.
Lifeaction.org. Okay.
And all they need to do is just, you know, ask for Gerhard Toy. And then on the internet, there are about, you know, there's about 80 hours of material on New Testament prayer that I've shared in seminaries and Bible colleges. And some of that material is available on the internet. And also conferences, we take pastors for 4 days of prayer in different countries. So that's what we do.
Okay. So there you have it. Go to lifeaction.org. Lifeaction.org. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing stories, life stories from people like Gerhard. But, you know, Gerhard is one unique individual being used sharply in the hand of God, by the hand of God. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. I want to encourage you to do just that. And to get more resources and find out more about our show, go to the Good Life Hawaii. .org. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Gerhard Dutoit. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.